This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. Governor Gretchen Whitmer last night delivered her first State of the State address, big on ideas and goals and perhaps a little light on specifics. She did call for greater investment in infrastructure, education, and clean water, among other things. 53rd District State Representative Yusuf Rabi is a Democrat from Ann Arbor and serves as the floor leader for the House Democratic Caucus, and he was in attendance last night. And thank you for the time today.
David, it's good to be here with you today.
What was your broad impression of the address?
I thought that our governor knocked it out of the park. I think she did a really good job of touching on all of the things that I would want her to touch on. Covering a lot of ground, last night, and just really, really talking about the issues that we haven't heard talked about at a State of the State address in over 8 years. So, I was really glad to see that she covered the topics that she did.
Governor Whitmer is in the process of drafting her first budget proposal. Where do you expect she will find the money to fund fixing the roads and ensuring clean and safe water throughout the state? Is it going to require a tax increase?
Look, I think that she talked about a number of specific options, and one in particular is that she has taken a hardline stance against some of this pork barrel spending that we saw in our lame duck cycle, where the legislature was basically taking dollars and using it to give away to their, political sponsors for, really inappropriate projects that should not be funded at using taxpayer dollars. So I think that she will be able to find some of those dollars by maintaining that hardline approach and saying, look, we're not going to make spending, political. We're going to make it, we're going to use public dollars for what's best for the people of the state of Michigan. And I think that's going to be a big part of where she's going to get those road dollars.
The governor also called for improving the percentage of Michigan residents with college degrees and wants a program to ensure all high school graduates can get a community college degree debt-free. Is that even possible without a tax increase?
I think it is. I mean, I think we're looking at, a lot of what she talked about, too, last night is making sure that we're spending our money in the right places and spending education dollars on education. I think that we have a lot of those dollars there, but I think, we are going to be looking at a number of different options, and I look forward to Governor Whitmer outlining those specific options when she does.
On that specific education issue, given the trend of declining student populations and available student pool for colleges, we know that schools like Eastern, Western, and Central Michigan are struggling financially. Would the community college program put those mid-major schools in Michigan into further financial hardship?
I don't think so. I mean, I think that, we have, look, I think Whitmer is committed to public education. And she talked about, all three different areas where we have a skills gap and, her desire to work in all three of those areas to, expand opportunities. She wants to make sure that we have, retraining programs for people that are losing their jobs. She wants to make sure that we have folks in the, career tech industry and the community colleges programs. And she also wants to make sure that we are making sure that, folks who are wanting to get degrees are also successful.
Our time is running short together, but I do want to ask a final question. As floor leader of the House Democratic Caucus, what role can you play to build the bipartisan relationships necessary to carry forward the governor's ideas and proposals?
Well, that work is already underway, and I'm actually, working with my colleagues across the aisle and working within my caucus to make sure that we are building support for those ideals. And quite frankly, so much of what she talked about last night is bipartisan. And then there are things that, I think that all of my colleagues can get behind. And so we're already starting that work. We're building that that momentum for a lot of those ideas that she outlined. And it's going to take not only bipartisan support, but bicameral support as well, working with our colleagues in the Senate. So I think it can get done. And I think it needs to get done for the state of Michigan. And we have a great future ahead of us with Gretchen Whitmer at the helm.
Thank you so much for the time today. Greatly appreciated.
Thank you, David.
That is 53rd District Representative Yusuf Rabi, an Ann Arbor Democrat. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU.